USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats took their first concrete steps in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump, issuing subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi framed the impeachment inquiry as a somber moment for a divided nation. She said on NBC, "This is no cause for joy." Even Republicans are stepping forward, saying they think it's time to get something done. Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker had this to say.
Based on the stuff that I've read, it's a deeply disturbing situation and circumstance, and I think the proper role and responsibility for Congress at this point is to investigate it and get to the bottom of it.
The White House acknowledged that a record of the Trump phone call is now at the center of the impeachment inquiry and has been sealed away in a highly classified system at the direction of Trump's National Security Council lawyers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Democratic voters in Iowa are throwing support to a new White House frontrunner. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It's time for a wealth tax in this country.
That's the voice of the front-running Democrat in the state of Iowa now, as Elizabeth Warren came in number one in a poll of likely voters done by the Des Moines Register and CNN. Former VP Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders now tied for second in Iowa. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Protesters throughout Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs and police-fired tear gas in renewed clashes over anti-government grievances. Reporters saw at least one person arrested after violence erupted following an afternoon march by several thousand people in Tin Nguyen, a district northwest of the Chinese territory. Hong Kong is in the fourth month of violent protests that occur just about every weekend. They started with opposition to proposed extradition laws and have expanded to include demands for greater democracy. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor are investigating allegations that a payroll company diverted millions of dollars in employee pay to its own bank accounts. An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Shaffrin had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has a direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cache Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cache handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms. Wall Street capped a choppy week with a second straight weekly loss for the S&P 500 as worries about potential escalation in the trade war between the U.S. and China erased early gains today. Technology companies led the broad slide as investors weighed a report saying the Trump administration is considering ways to limit U.S. investments in China. The S&P 500 index fell 15.83 to 29.61. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 70.8 points to 26.82. The NASDAQ, which is heavily weighed in technology stocks, lost 91 points to 79.39. Bond prices were little changed, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury note held at 1.68. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.